Hello and welcome to another segment of Health Talk. My name is Kevin Brogan, and it's both my pleasure and privilege to welcome you to today's segment, which focuses in on weight loss. Weight loss is a significant issue in our society today. I actually did some research prior to this talk, and according to the NCHS, which is the National Center for Health Statistics, there's 129 million American adults, that's 64.5% of the population, are overweight today. 9 million American children, or 15% of the population, are overweight. There are another 7 million children that are considered at risk of joining those in the overweight slash obese category. Obesity also is costing our country now, the American public, over $123 billion annually. And overweight and obesity have been directly correlated to other challenges such as heart disease, stroke, osteoarthritis, sleep apnea, and most recently even cancer. I have with me today Dr. Robert O. Young. Dr. Young, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Great. Dr. Young is a biochemist. He's a microbiologist, research scientist, and he has dedicated most of his life to studying how our bodies function at the cellular level. He's a pioneer in the field of colloidal technology and is the author of several books, his most recent book being an AOL Time Warner publication titled The pH Miracle. Dr. Young's scientific findings have led him to a philosophy known as the New Biology. And simply stated, the New Biology says that there's only one sickness and one disease. That is the over-acidification of the body due primarily to an inverted way of living, thinking, and eating. And this over-acidification leads to the overgrowth in the body of microorganisms whose poisons produce the symptomologies that we call, and most of the medical profession refer to as disease. Based on Dr. Young's theory, if there's only one sickness, then there can only be one treatment, and that is to alkalize and energize the body, break the cycle of imbalance that so many of us live with, which will allow us to experience the energy, vitality, and true health we were all meant to have. Can you briefly expound a little bit on your theory of the one sickness, one disease, the New Biology theory, and explain to us how it can be applied to overweight and obesity today, since it is such an overwhelming challenge in our society?
Thanks, Kevin. Probably the easiest way to understand the New Biology is through a metaphor I call the fishbowl metaphor. The fishbowl metaphor basically asks a very simple question. The question is this: what would you do if the fish in your fishbowl was sick? Would you treat the fish or would you change the water?
Change the water, of course.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's not what your medical doctor would do,
I
don't think. At least that's my perception. In current medical science, we do not change the water. We actually focus on the cells or the fish. But in reality, the fish is only as healthy as the water in which it swims in. It is also true to say that the cell, the human cell, is only as healthy as the water in which it is bathed in. So the true health of a cell is in a direct relationship to its environment. So we're talking about an internal environmental problem when we're dealing with symptoms, which current medical science refer to as disease. Disease is actually an illusion. In reality, it's the body's way of protecting itself from an imbalance of over-acidity. So one of the ways in which it protects itself is it retains fat. Fat is a very protective mechanism which the body uses. In fact, it stores excess acids which it cannot release or eliminate through normal elimination, either through the bowels, through the urinary tract, or through the skin. It stores it in the fat tissues. So in the new book that I wrote called The pH Miracles of Type 1 and Type 2 Diabetes, I have a chapter in that book called You're Not Fat, You're Over-Acidic. And so overweight or obesity is in direct relationship to the amount of acid that you're storing. And so I like to express fat as a protective mechanism that the body goes in to preserve the state of balance, since these acids are not being eliminated through normal elimination. So that's a whole new way of thinking about obesity. In reality, we ought to think about our fat as saving our lives. So you ought to love your fat. Now, I know that sounds strange, to be grateful about being overweight, because if you weren't fat, you'd probably be dead. We don't focus on the obesity. We don't focus on the overweight. We focus on the fluids of the body. Just like with the fishbowl metaphor, we don't focus on the matter, we focus on cleaning up the environment. You know, if you have garbage, and garbage attracts flies, it's not the flies that create the garbage, but when you take out all the garbage, what happens to the flies? They go away. If you don't take care of the garbage and you try to kill the flies, they'll keep coming back again and again and again. If you have a condition where the body's in preservation mode, where it's actually holding on to extra weight in order to store those acids which are not being eliminated through normal elimination, once again, we need to be grateful for that. And the way that we deal with obesity then is not by focusing on our obesity, but focusing on the environment by cleaning up the environment. And we can do that through our lifestyle, through the foods that we eat, the liquids that we drink, through our physiology and through our psychology. We literally need to change our lifestyle and our diets to effectively have a new body. And our body actually changes to the daily choices which we make. So if we want to have a slim and energetic body, then we have to practice those principles that will give us an energetic body. And that's a process I refer to as alkalizing and energizing. And over the years, I've developed these theories, but also supplements and lifestyle changes that incorporate not only exercise, but also diet. So the foods that we eat too as well are just as important, foods that are more alkalizing. And the supplements that I've developed to help in that would be things like supergreens and prime pH, and also a natural laxative called Fibrata that I developed. And I put many of these products in a pack that I call the Lighten Up Pack. There's also chromium vanadium in there, and I put these products in there specifically to help clean up the internal environment, not just dealing with the bowels, but also the blood too as well. So we're not only talking about cleaning up the gastrointestinal tract, but also cleaning up the fluids of the body, which would be our blood and our lymphatic fluids, and begin alkalizing and energizing there too as well. And that's where supergreens is so important. And it's one of the most important principles in becoming healthy and vibrant and lean is to begin the process of hydration. And you do that by taking 1 liter of distilled water, adding to that 1 teaspoon of supergreens and 16 drops of sodium chloride, not chloride, but chlorite, which is actually nascent oxygen bound to a chloride ion called prime pH. You put 16 drops and you drink approximately 4 liters a day minimum, working up to 6 liters for a body that is approximately 70 kilos or 154 pounds. In addition to that, you would also take the Fibrata to help move toxins through the gastrointestinal tract, and you would take approximately 4 capsules every 4 hours of the Fibrata. And the chromium vanadium is a colloidal product that you take under the tongue, 5 drops, approximately 6 to 9 times a day. And the importance of the chromium vanadium is that the chromium in the product helps to bind to the glucose and insulin to take it into the energy cycle. Because if glucose doesn't have that cofactor, it can be fermented to lactic acid. And of course, more acid creates more obesity or more fat. Mm. So the body's going to retain fat in order to bind to that acid as a protective mechanism. So that's why I put the chromium vanadium in there. So those are the 4 products that I have in the Lighten Up Pack that are directed specifically to not treat the symptom, but to change the internal environment so that you start losing weight naturally. There's no good reason for the body to retain fat anymore because now you're alkalized and energized. And of course, you're becoming that because you're now putting more alkalized fluids and foods into your body. So I developed that Lighten Up Pack specifically to help clean up the environment that surrounds the cells so that the cells can now function at their optimal energetic level.
Sometimes it's not always easy to live the lifestyle that we know we're supposed to be living. And I know that happens to me as well. I certainly do my best, but traveling and just life happens, as they say. For me, supergreens has played a key role in what I do. And Dr. Young, maybe we can talk a little bit to the core supplementation here. I know you've developed a pack that's specific to dealing with the weight challenge, but let's talk to your core products or your foundation products. If you don't mind, I'd like to maybe touch base on the supergreens, prime pH, and how someone would start out just even using these products.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I developed the Lighten Up Pack, the whole approach to that pack was not necessarily focused on weight loss. It was how can I minimize the amount of acids and in turn, you know, strengthen the cell and have an impact on the whole body to where it no longer has to be in the preservation mode. Because when the body's in the preservation mode, it will use fat, it will use calcium, and that's why we end up with stones. It will use a whole bunch of other backup systems like bicarbonate. It'll use hemoglobin. It'll retain water to neutralize acidity. These will all happen as a response to this over-acidic state that we bring on ourselves through our inverted ways of living, eating, and thinking, our lifestyle, our diet choices. And so I wanted to support the lifestyle with the supplements, even if someone was not necessarily going to initially make significant changes in their diet, that as they began drinking the super greens, mm-hmm. as they began using the alkalizing drops, which are called the prime pH drops, as they began using the fibrata and also the chromium vanadium, that their desire for the acidic foods would minimize and their desire for more green foods and green drinks would increase, thus facilitating their goal to feel good and look good at the same time.
One of the challenges today is that so much of America is white-knuckling it or trying to get through a diet. Statistically, 26% of Americans or 70 million Americans at any given moment are on a diet. Americans spend over $33 billion annually on weight loss diets like the low-carb, no-carb zone, fat, Atkins, this, that, the other thing, the newest trend that's come through, but they're doing anything they can to live longer and healthier lives. And I think the products that you're talking about and you speak to just sound more like a lifestyle choice than actually a diet. It sounds like something that's almost easy to do, like you could fall into it.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of deception out there. I mean, for example, FloJo, I mean, here's a woman that was an Olympian and yet falls over dead from a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Or Jim Fix, who's a marathon runner, thinking that, gee, if I just exercise, I can eat whatever I want. So I can eat all the hamburgers and french fries and shakes as long as I'm exercising. You know, it doesn't matter what I eat. In reality, both of them died from a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason because of that is that the heart gives up when it's being doused in acidity. And if the body's running off on fat and there's no fat to store it, then these are the side effects of these no-fat diets. Oh, I'll over-exercise. I'll eat whatever I want and I'll over-exercise. I won't have to worry about this. In reality, you're going to stress out your circulatory system.
Mm-hmm.
And when you stress out your circulatory system, when that's all stressed out through over-acidity, it's game over. So the reality is we want to provide the knowledge and the power that you can do this. You can eat as much as you want, as often as you want, as long as it's alkalizing and energizing to the body. And there's so many good foods out there. And then support that with the super greens and with the prime pH and then with the chromium vanadium, because a lot of people don't realize that there's plenty of sugar in their blood mm-hmm. for energy, but it just can't get bound up with the molecule insulin to take it into the energy cycle. And that's why I developed the colloidal chromium vanadium, because chromium and vanadium act as the cofactors to bind insulin to glucose to take it into the energy cycle. So you burn it and create that.
You could burn sugar using a product like that or convert sugar into energy.
Yeah, if you don't have chromium, you can't convert sugar to energy.
Wow.
That's why that's in there. The fibrata's in there to keep the gastrointestinal tract clean, because if there's undigested proteins in your 9 yards of your intestine, and I don't know if you realize how large that area is, but the surface area of the small intestine is the size of a tennis court. It's 7,200 square feet.
Wow.
Now, when you lay the whole thing out, that part of the body is so significant because mm-hmm. it's in that part of the body the food is transformed. And the quality of the food and the quality of the liquids that you're drinking will determine the quality of each and every cell. So you are becoming what you eat and what you drink.
Literally, and, yeah.
Literally. So we want to protect that. And that's why the fibrata, because it helps to break up pockets in the 9 yards of the intestines, helps to keep things moving.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mild laxative. And so that's why I put the fibrata in there too as well. Super greens is a blood builder. Super greens is at the foundation of helping to build what I believe is the foundational cell, the erythroblast, which becomes the erythrocyte, which, for those who are familiar with red blood cells, these are non-nucleated cells but have the potential to change depending on the context. I believe it's the red blood cell that becomes bone. I believe it's the red blood cell that becomes muscle. So the quality of our bones and our muscles is really determined by our blood, and the blood is really determined by the amount of green foods. So I created a concentration of grasses. I selected the best grasses in the world. I went out and got the best wheat grass, the best barley grass, the best straw grass, dog grass, oat grass, all the best grasses, and incorporated the best vegetables, broccoli and spinach and celery, with some of the best herbs too as well, and leaves, and incorporated this in a formulation that I call super greens. Now, I use a process called low-heat dehydration. And what that means is I'll take these plants and these grasses, the leaves, the vegetables, and through a process of low-heat dehydration, I'll extract the water. Now, why do I do that? Is because I want to preserve the life force, the energy force, which is referred in science as the zeta potential. It's all about energy. I want to preserve that life force. So I'll extract the water and create a very fine powder. And that fine powder is approximately 20 times greater than what I originally started with. And what that means is it takes approximately 2 to 3 pounds of grasses and vegetables and leaves to make 1 ounce of material. Now, I know you can't possibly sit down and eat 3 pounds of vegetables, let alone do that 3 to 5 times a day. Mm-hmm. We're asking people to literally eat anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds of vegetables a day. You can't do that. So what I've done, I've made it easy. Through this low-heat dehydration process, we create a powder. That powder then is reconstituted back into water and distilled water. That's when the pH miracles start. And you start out gradually. Once you start gradually introducing these light foods, the green foods, the super greens, and the prime pH, what'll happen is you'll become more enlightened. You'll start craving more of these types of foods, and you'll start gaining more energy. And as you gain more energy, you're actually in reality gaining more alkalinity. And as you gain more alkalinity, the body will no longer have to hold on to the fat that's saving your life. You'll have the energy to remove the acids, because in the first place, that's why the body started storing it. It didn't have the energy to remove the acidity out through the normal exits, through the bowels, through the urinary tract, through the skin, or through the lungs. And so it started storing it because there wasn't enough energy to move it out. But now you'll have the energy to remove the acidity. There will be no reason for the body to hold on to fat. And so you'll literally naturally lose the weight, and your body will actually then go back to its original, natural, whole, and healthy state. The process, as far as moving towards more green foods and green drinks, by super hydrating with the super greens, by taking the fibrata, may be different for each person. But the end result will be the same. Kind of like, look at it as a road that we're traveling. We may be at different places on that road. Some may be closer to the house of health. Some may be further back to the house of health. As far as cleansing out the bowel, you may be taking 4 capsules of fibrata for 3 months, where someone else may be taking it for 4 weeks to get the same result, because you've been doing acidity for maybe more years than another person. So we're all different as it pertains to the amount of cleansing that we need to do. But moving towards the house of health, and the direction is clear, and the result is clear for those who choose to return back to the house of health by moving more to green foods and green drinks. The outcome can be yours if you desire it and if you want it. Realizing that the fat that you have on your body is good, that when the body creates cholesterol, that's a good thing. It's only created in a need to where the body's trying to preserve itself from acid, because acids burn. It punches holes into your veins and arteries. If the body didn't have clotting processes, you'd literally bleed to death. If the body didn't have a place to put these acids because you do not have the energy to eliminate it, you'd be in the situation that Flojo and Jim Fix are in, dead. So as we realize that our fat is saving our lives, that we need to incorporate good fats into our diet. And so the good fats, like from olive oil, avocado oil is just one of the most incredible fats that we can eat. Avocados is probably one of the best foods. In fact, Shelley affectionately refers to it as God's butter. It's 80% fat. And we're talking about the monounsaturated fats, which are wonderful for energy production. But we also need fats to help build every cellular membrane. Every cell of the human body is made up of a bilipid membrane. It's made up of fats. So if you're not eating good fats, then you're not going to be building good cells. So the body uses fats also for energy. And I don't know if you realize this or not, but it takes twice as much energy to break down sugar in producing ATP than it does for fat. It's called glycolysis. And it produces twice as much acid. So if you're burning sugar to create energy, it actually creates twice the amount of waste product than if you're burning fat. So that's why we try to encourage people to move to good fats, and that's why I created the product, the Marine Borage Oil. The Marine Borage Oil is actually three parts omega-3 to one part omega-6. In the correct ratios, these are long-chain fats that are essential. We call them essential because you have to eat them to get them. The body doesn't produce them. They're essential, so you have to get them through diet. We've put them in a supplement so that you can take this supplement to get these very important fats to help build the structures of cells, to help build cholesterol that helps to neutralize acidity or even produce hormones. Because hormones are produced out of cholesterol. You know, I know there's a lot of bad information out there on cholesterol, but realize that cholesterol is actually a good thing and necessary for the body, and when it's overabundant, it's because we're over-acidic. And that if we want to resolve hypercholesterolemia or hypercholesterol, all we have to do is manage our acidic levels. We do that through our lifestyle choices and diet. So the Marine Borage Oil is another supplement, Kevin, that I created to help mediate the lack of good fats in the diet and provide the essential fats for building cholesterol, which helps to build hormones, and also the good fats that help then structure cellular membranes.
We're a society that has been taught not to eat fat. I certainly grew up not eating fat and staying away from anything that was fat. And I remember if I ever did have some avocado, it would be the smallest little sliver until I read your original book, Sick and Tired, and that kind of changed my thinking several years ago. And now I embrace lots of fats, not only in the Marine Borage, but as much good fats as I can get. And I've never had a challenge with weight since eating the fat. It goes against everything we've been taught, societally at least, and I think most people need to understand that eating fat is a good way to get rid of fat as well. You're not going to store the bad fat on your body. Your body will have a chance to rebuild good, healthy cells. Now, I heard you say feed your brain, and I don't think most people realize that the brain is made up of mostly fat. Isn't that correct? It's similar to an avocado, I've always heard, 70 to 80%.
Well, when you take out the water, the rest of it's fat and mineral, and the two major minerals is rhodium and iridium. That's why you've probably heard the expression, you fathead. The reason you've heard that expression is because you literally are a fathead. And if you don't eat good fats, and to qualify what bad fats are, the bad fats are when we cook them, what happens is the hydrogen in the carbon chain cross-link, they become very, very brittle. Mm-hmm. And when they become very brittle, the body can't use that and metabolize it for energy or use it for structuring cholesterol or for structuring anything. So that's why you never cook with oils. Mm-hmm. You always put your oils on your food after you've steam fried with water. Here again.
So French fries are out.
French fries are out because they contain what are called the trans fats or the trans fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to avoid those cook fats. That's why we created a cold pressed oil of the omega-3s from fish. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the omega-6 from borage. These two oils I have found to be the best oils for the human body, the borage oil and the marine oils, better than flax oil in its omega-3 effectiveness. The body can utilize the oils better from the marine than it can the flax. We see the structures. When I look at the cells at the cellular level using my high-powered microscope, the structures of cells of those incorporating good fats in the diet becomes stronger and more separate, because when we have good cellular membrane, we have a good surface charge. And when we have a good surface charge, those cells don't stick together. They stay separate. And that's important for circulation, because mm-hmm. cells have to pass into the capillaries, into the capillary pools, single file, in order to deliver their nutrients, deliver right. their oxygen,
sure.
and remove that. So by incorporating the marine borage with the Lighten Up Pack products, incorporating also a product called Super Soy Sprouts, the little baby sprouts, which has a concentration of protein of 41% by volume. Mm-hmm. Now, if you compare that to steak, which is about 25%, but we're talking about animal protein versus plant protein, it's a lot easier to digest. It is not as congestive in the lower bowel as meat is when we're dealing with soy sprouts. And so soy sprouts is a great source for plant-based proteins in the diet. On top of that, I would suggest also adding the BioLite. And the reason for the BioLite is to add the cofactor 1. The cofactor 1 is significant because without it, then glucose cannot convert to ATP energy. And what does it convert to? It converts to lactic acid. Okay.
Just for the people listening, when you say ATP energy, that means common terms, something that I can use?
The ATP energy is the molecule which is energy. That's the energy form.
Okay.
In other words, that's the molecule of energy that you can utilize.
Okay.
So the body takes glucose, and then combined with the cofactor, it takes it into the energy cycle. Without that cofactor, the glucose goes to lactic acid. And we've all felt the ill effects of lactic acid buildup in our tissues. The body, if it can't eliminate it, it gets thrown out into our tissue, and that's where we feel irritation, inflammation. Where it gets thrown out into our fat tissue, and of course that's why we have that excess weight. So BioLite will not only help improve energy, but it'll also help us reduce the amount of acidity, thus reduce the amount of weight that we're carrying on as well.
Now, I just want to get back to SuperSoy very quickly. Not only does the SuperSoy provide protein, but it also, does it help us to stabilize blood sugar levels? Because I've heard people say that their cravings aren't there once they use the SuperSoy, and I think that's so important if you're dealing with a weight loss or a lifestyle change. You know, if someone's used to eating a lot of acidic or very sugary foods, if that can help them with a craving.
Well, there are natural plant sugars there, but they're very subtle plant sugars. And what we found is as one takes a tablespoon of the SuperSoy sprouts and chases it with 1 liter of SuperGreens, that the cravings literally vanish. We've used it with diabetics, both type 1 and type 2, to help regulate not only high blood sugars, but also low blood sugars. So rather than moving to a candy bar or some ice cream or cake, whatever the craving may be for sugar, if you can just take 1 tablespoon of the SuperSoy sprouts, mix it with your saliva, and then drink the liter of SuperGreens, you'll be ready to go. Your energies will increase naturally. It won't spike like if you were to have a cup of coffee and then drop suddenly low. So you're not getting this up and down type energy that you get with stimulants, but you get a nice energy rise, and that energy stays level for many, many hours until you have your next meal.
Dr. Young, I'm going to ask you to kind of bottom line it here. For those who are listening and obviously interested in making some significant changes and losing some weight, possibly having a leaner, trimmer body and all the positive things that go along with that, how would you suggest that someone starts in this program? Does someone start with 6? Do they start with 1? I mean, what would be a protocol that you would suggest?
Well, I would start out drinking at least 3 to 4 liters a day, but depending on your state of health, start out with 1 and move to 2 and work up to 3. For those who are training for marathons, you don't go out and run 26 miles and the first time you go out. You have to work up to that type of mileage.
Of course.
And so I would start out gradually, start out with 1, work up to 2, 3. Where you start getting up to 5 to 6 will depend on your level of activity. I would also suggest some exercise in there too as well, because when you're exercising, you'll end up with the major benefit of exercising. That's to stimulate the movement of acids out of the tissues through the lymphatic movement, which is also a circulatory system, to remove toxins out of the tissues, which will help in reducing the amount of weight. And of course, one of the biggest benefits of exercise is sweating. When you open up the pores and release the acidic gases and acids out through the pores, that's just another way to minimize the amount of acids that's being stored in the tissues. So I would begin gradually, start out with 1 liter and gradually work up to the 6 liters. Of course, that's based on a 150-pound man or woman. We have some athletes and some people that are drinking anywhere from 10 to 12 liters a day. Of course, there are larger people too as well. And these are people that have lost over 200 pounds of weight. They've gone from 400 down to 200 pounds and they still need to lose some weight, but they have some very serious challenges. But if you're going to move toxins in a river, you've got to put fluids in that river or stream to make things move. And so superhydration, you have to fill up the rivers and streams and oceans of your body, literally pee your fat away. You've got to pee your way to health. If you're not peeing enough, and I'm talking pee a lot, I mean not just 2 or 3 times a day. I mean some people will get up to 15 times a day. You want to really pee a lot. Eventually, that'll come back down because you won't be drinking necessarily as much. Your kidneys will strengthen. Your bladder will strengthen. You'll be able to hold it a little bit longer. My slogan for the 21st century is pee your way to health. And if you want to know the secret to overweight and obesity, is superhydration and peeing yourself to a state of balance, to a state of alkalizing and energizing body. And those would be some of the suggestions. But keep in mind, you know, you start out gradual, that it is not an event, it's a process. And take it slow, do it one day at a time. Pick up the books and tapes. It will help support you. One of the best books that will help you from the diet side is Back to the House of Health. Would be very supportive in the diet side. And also, Kevin, included in the Lighten Up Pack is an interview of Tony Robbins actually discussing these four very important products in helping to alkalize and energize the body and reduce the amount of weight that the body's holding on to because of that excess acidity. And we've also developed a brochure or pamphlet in there that actually outlines point by point how to go through the program, not only from how to mix your super greens, but also some added things in there about the diet, foods that you can include in your diet. There is some good tools in the Lighten Up Pack that can help you begin the process of energizing your life and reducing the excess weight that you're currently carrying on as a protective to the amount of acids that are being created through your lifestyle and diet. And, of course, all the InnerLight supplements that we've suggested, start taking those and incorporate some exercise. And realize also that as you start feeling better, you start thinking better, because the emotions can also be acidic as well and can be attributing to your overweight too as well. So you need to get some help in that area if you're emotionally challenged, to realize that that can also lead to states of the body going into preservation mode and holding on to fats to park some of the acid. When you start at the foundation, which is your physiology, and you start feeling better through this new way of living, eating, and thinking, then you start thinking better. And when you start thinking better, you start doing better.
Dr. Young, I know you've got a very busy schedule, and we certainly appreciate you taking time to come in today and share your science, your philosophy with us. And hopefully some of the people listening can shed some light or have, from this day forward, take control of their weight by really taking control of their health. And from the very beginning, we talked about diets. This is not a fad diet. This is simply a positive lifestyle change that could bring so much good health and vitality and energy back to you. By beginning the Young's program, I think everyone can affect some positive change in their life. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
We'll hear everyone on our next segment of Health Talk.